Good morning. I'm Pastor Joachim Rick of the Eastside Baptist Church in Windhoek, and I'm really privileged to share a few insights from God's Word to you. I'm sharing in the course of this week some marks of a healthy church, and I really pray that you have the privilege of being part of a vibrant and a healthy church. And if you're not, you may perhaps be asking, well, how do I know whether my church is a healthy church? And I showed you on Monday and Tuesday that the first mark of a healthy church is that the Word of God is preached there. The second mark of a healthy church is that the church clearly understands and proclaims the gospel. The gospel is what is central to the church. Now, the third mark of a healthy church is that there is a biblical understanding of conversion. Now, you may think this is not important, but hear me out. In order to become a biblical church member, you need to undergo a spiritual change. Remember that the scripture says that we need to be born again. Remember the scripture says we are sinful and we are not fit for heaven. Something needs to happen to us to make us acceptable to enter into the presence of God. Now listen to what Jesus has to say in John chapter 3 verses 1 to 8. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now Jesus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Now, many people think that their conversion begins with their baptism as a child or as an adult. I'm not sure what your case is, but many people think that their conversion begins with their decision. Now, of course, it is true you must make a decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, but remember, your conversion does not begin with your decision. It begins with God's decision. Now, let me explain this with the help of the text that I've just read to you. Here, Jesus uses the picture of a birth. And he applies this and he says, you must be born again. Now remember, a natural birth gives life to a baby, right? And a spiritual birth gives spiritual life to a new Christian. Now let me ask you, did you decide to give physical birth to yourself? Well, I think you got the point, didn't you? And so I say to you, neither did you give spiritual birth to yourself. God did this. But of course, a baby responds after birth. It's smacked on the bottom and it cries. Of course, there's a response, and there must be a response in response to the work of God. But God did this. Conversion begins with God, and we must plead with God to save people. And the point is this, a healthy church must consist of healthy church members. A healthy church member is one who has been born again by the Spirit of God, where God has done a true work in your soul. You cannot be a true church member in God's eyes if you have not been converted. To be converted means to have received spiritual life, to have been changed by the power of God, to display the fruit of His Spirit in your life, since you've been born again of a godly seed. Let me ask you, my dear friend, are you a godly church member? And is your church healthier and happier and better off because you are a living church member? Well, let me leave it at that and just pray with you. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have made it very clear in your word what conversion is and what a true Christian is. Now, I pray that you will fill our churches with true believers. And if my friend is sitting here and listening and wondering whether they are born again of the Spirit of God, I pray that like Nicodemus at night, they would come to Jesus and ask him to save them. my dear friend, bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you this day and for the rest of this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.